Like, what do you guys do when you're sad?
When I'm sad, I'll definitely listen to some sad music.
Yeah.
Depends what type of sad, like.
Like, girl sad.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I think there's levels. There's like, yeah. When I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I try not to overthink it, but sometimes I'll be like, damn, fucking bitch. Or like, but also.
But like, what do you do? Not just, what do you think?
I ain't gonna lie, so let's just be at the house watching all types of shit. I watch the most crazy shit, like, why? Like, India won a war. Like, I just find something on YouTube to watch. It'd be like the craziest. It'd be like, I'll be like bored. But I've never been like too sad to where like I can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. But I've been sad where like, damn, like I fucking miss her. But honestly, I'm good with hiding shit. So like, I'll still go kick it and have my.
Yeah.
But the minute I get home and I'm by myself.
So you never cope, is what you're saying. You just distract yourself.
I'll cope if like I'm with the homegirls.
Right.
And then I'll talk to the homegirls.
I love talking to the homegirls when you're going through shit because they be knowing, like, they be having inside information.
Facts.
Yeah, but I don't do it with the homies. This was our assholes.
Because they're going to tell you exactly what you don't want to hear. What you want to hear, but you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Like, go fuck some more bitches, bro. Yeah. Call them right now. Like, and you're like, I don't know.
I just want to be in my feelings right now.
Or, like, the minute you say something like, yeah, bro, she was a, oh, fuck that bitch. You're like, hey, chill out, homie. Like, it's toxic masculinity. So, like, for you can't, like, tell all the homies certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, because some will actually give you, like, sound advice and be like, nah, bro, like, you got to chill. Yeah. And then others will be like, yeah, bro, like, this is, we got to turn up. Nah, we got to turn up on that bitch. Like, it's just like, nah, hold on.
You want a pericaso? I'm just
kidding. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, bro, this will make you feel way better. Like, I don't do drugs.
I don't want to be paranoid. You know? But I ain't going to lie. Some of the homies, I can talk to them. Some of the homies, but
select few, right?
But you know what it is? The homies know when you're sad too. Like,
You
like,
can't hide it.
Like the homies, like, at least if you're a really good friend with somebody, don't know, like, all right, fool, you good, fool? They'll be like, all right, fool, you know, just, it be like that sometimes. Like they won't, like, but some of the homies would just clown and make you think it'll make you feel better, which it does, but.
It does make you feel better.
Yeah. But you're also like, damn, fool, chill out.
I feel like with girls, there's like a set thing of like, okay, if you're sad, eat ice cream, cookie dough for facts. I think that's a little bit dangerous.
Chocolate.
But, yeah. Cry. Yeah. Watch romantic comedies, go out with your girlfriends. But it's like, what's the dude version of that stuff? Or do dudes do the same thing?
It's not too far apart.
Yeah, because, but I'm for sure not the type to eat my feelings away. I eat just for fun.
I eat for funsies. Yeah.
But it's never like, damn, she didn't text back. Fuck it, I'm gonna eat a whole box of pizza.
Yeah,
like it's never like that. But
I don't see you as like an emotional eater.
Nah. But I have homegirls that like are. I'll just be like, fool, what's wrong with you? She like wants to eat everything. I'd be like, chill out. Or honestly, I'm not like the type to like example. When my homies passed away, I didn't cry when they died. But the next day, I got drunk and I cried and I got and when I was drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
And I cried to my homies. But I've never gone to go get drunk over a bitch.
That's good.
I feel like I've definitely cried drunk over a dude.
No, like I've never been like. I for sure made some phone calls while I'm drunk.
Oh yeah.
Like fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
Fuck you. You know what I mean? or like
Pisces shit.
Damn you, man, you're a piece of shit for real. Or like
oh no, you're lying. I should have known. Or something like
that. I'll be hitting them with the damn it, be like that, huh?
Like, you had a line that was like I knew it was coming.
Oh, I should have
like,
seen this coming.
No, yeah. No but
That was big.
I love the toxicity, yeah.
But I for sure be doing shit like or, like, when my ex, you know what I do? I'd be like, what are you doing? She'll be like, I'm at home. All right, come kick it right now. And then I know she would, like, I'm not sad, but I'm lonely at the moment with all the homies and the homegirls. And I want her to just be there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with her after tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to date, but I just want her to be there here at the moment.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what are you doing? She's like, and I always use this. I always use, like, oh, yeah, the homegirls was talking about you. You should pull up. And then she'll be like, and I'm like, yeah, all right, bet, get ready, I'm going to Uber you right now. And then I'll give her like 15, 20 minutes. And if she don't reply when I hit her with the, get ready, I'm going to Uber you right now, that means she's getting up to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call her the Uber and she has no choice. And then I'll be like,
controlling, dude.
You have 15 minutes and then, to
get in the fucking car.
And then when she gets there,
Ronaldo's outside.
And then when she gets there, I'll be like, check the license plate. And then when she gets there, I'll be like, so you want my echar on the banda? Because I know she wasn't greedy. But I ain't gonna lie, yesterday, was it yesterday?
You were sad yesterday?
No, yesterday, we were in the studio. And I was sitting in the
house. Hey, that shot is already hitting me.
That
I'm
shit
happy.
Woke me the
I'm
fuck.
Happy. I'm happy. Pour some more Compton wine.
Yesterday, I was fucking with a student. I was like, damn, I miss her stupid ass.
Aww.
And they're like, do you miss her or are you lonely? And I'm like, oh, good question.
You got to be asking yourself certain questions. I always think about that. Like, am I hurt or is my ego hurt? You know what I'm saying? Because there's like a certain difference.
But I ain't going to lie. Lately, I've been like, I kind of want to be with somebody, like, on the daily. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe not, like,
24-7. Yeah.
But, like, I want to see somebody. Like I want to cuddle and watch. Yeah. Like, I literally want to cuddle and watch movies, but I also want to, like, do my shit. But I don't know. I guess you can't get both of those unless you're, like, a pimp. Yeah. And honestly, I'm too nice to be a pimp.
You know what I noticed that, like...
Okay, Bormoon?
It might be weird. It might be some guy. Like, I don't mean to make it like some feminist shit or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But now that I have a husband, I feel like I get respected more. Where when I was single, people may not have taken me that seriously. Like, in business shit.
Yeah.
And it's like it's almost low-key, like, secondhand respect of my husband.
For sure.
That they give me that respect. And I'm like, but damn, I deserved this
on
my own already.
For sure,
like,
for sure you did.
And not to complain, but it's just like, I do notice that.
I guess not kiddish, but like, a power couple, but in a sense to where, like, y'all grown.
Right.
Y'all both have your own, like, you have the brown bag.
Yeah, I have my identity outside of who he is. Yeah, yeah, and then he has his identity outside of who I am.
I love that. And then, obviously, you're more camera and he's more behind.
Behind the scenes,
but you guys, both names, both carry weight.
Yeah.
Because I've used her name before.
For sure. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Go ahead.
Do you feel like he gets more respect for being with you?
I think that, in the 4 a.m. song, 4 in the Morning by Nip, and he's like, your friend's proud when they know that you're with me. Like, he says some shit like that. It's like, I know, like, I even gave him clout on that respect level. Because you could even have a fine-ass girl, but there's a difference between a fine-ass girl and, like a girl with, like, her own shit together. Yeah. Like,
And I ain't gonna lie, I think that goes back to, like...
Initially, when we first started dating, people were like, oh, you're Letty's boyfriend, because he's so behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so, like, my audience was, like, now tapping into him. Mm-hmm. But then it's like... And he's a boss too. Like, do you see what he does?
For sure. And what's crazy to me is like, I think Vic was saying that last time. Like, sometimes that feels cool. Like when you, like, example, like my ex, I brought it to like this event, and people were like congratulating me on like starting the brown bag, and like, oh, we seen you on the shit with Kuko, and like, oh, you did this shit with Primo and Puma, or like, you interviewed this person. Oh my god! And she was like. But she was like, in a sense, we're like, oh my God, like, but she's successful in her own way. Went to school, works at a school, fucking goes to college.
Yep.
Good grades. She's a hard worker. But it's like, it does feel good. I think Vic was saying last time he was at a table, and then people came up to me. He's like, damn, y'all should have came up to me with the little bitties. because it's not like, oh, I want to show off who I am, but we also
live in an age where. A lot of people put labels on themselves that they don't necessarily deserve. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a cosign when someone else says, like when Vic's around a bunch of people, but someone else says, dude, you're on Brown Bag, versus him being like, you know, I got my own podcast.
Yeah.
It just is like different, right? We're in a very age where we say that type, or we see people do that shit, and it may not necessarily even equal success.
Yeah, not
like,
for sure.
But those with other people,
those are for all the like weird, like out of town YouTube influencers, Instagram influencers, TikTokers, like that have to give themselves these titles.
Right.
I feel like, because I feel like we all just do our shit, and other people will put titles on.
Yeah,
us.
The recognition when it comes from outside, it means so much more than yourself giving, like your self titling, your self labeling, whatever.
It's yeah, amazing. I think like I find that dope as fuck though. Yeah. Like, I think that's dope. Imagine like somebody trying to do like business with you.
Yeah,
and then people like example, like, and people don't know what Jorge does, and it's like. Damn, this fuck could make that idea 100 times better.
Hell yeah. And no, what I noticed too is like, well, basically that's the ultimate cosign, because it's like you're saying, who you're with ends up being like your biggest cosign, because you're saying person reaches these type of morals that I fuck with. If you fuck with me, you're gonna fuck with my partner. And so I think that's what we do for each other, since we're both in business and in music. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh shit, if we know Jorge is this stand-up person, mm-hmm. his girl has to be that. Like, family. He's not gonna go with like some fuck shit.
Or she's not gonna flake, or he's not gonna flake, because it's just like, oh, these are two stand-up people.
Right. And I don't know how that could help in like maneuvering the dating scene with y'all, but like I even saw it with Dom and his girl, his wife. She's behind the scenes, but she's like a stylist. She mm-hmm. kills it. I love her sense of fashion, and he's basically the star in the relationship. I love it, because usually, and unfortunately for on the woman's end, you kind of get overshadowed by your dude.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really fuck with and respect someone like Charmaine, that's the name of Dom's girl, and then like Lauren having her own shit with Nick. Yeah. It's like, it's really cool, because it's like,
by the way, I love their Natal.
Nunu?
Yeah, Nunu, I love her in that movie.
And then that's why, like, when Dom raps about, like, my girl goes half on me, like, that's some type of shit you want to, like, be proud about. My girl and me go half on the rent or
bro,
shit like
and
that.
Bro,
like,
bro, that's a sense of pride. Like, like I don't know. I always remember, like, my mom going, like, man, I got my half. Like,
yeah.
Or, like, I got the whole thing. I'm like, damn. I like a hardworking girl. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. Like,
in whatever capacity. I think sometimes people think you have to be famous or not. You could be hardworking on your business shit in your own lane, in your own industry.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You could sell insurance.
Yeah.
And that could be your spending. That could be your thing.
Because of Adriana's insurance. I don't know her, but she's popping. Or
you could fucking have your own little boutique. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah.
Your hustle is.
Obviously, we're on camera. This is what we do. But I've met girls that do nails and like work at a fucking wax center, but they invited me to tacos before.
Right.
You know what I mean? I love this shit. Like, it's not like, and then people are gonna be like, oh, well, you make more money. Yeah, but people still wanna carry their own way. Like, just because I make more money doesn't mean I'm always. Like, it's always like, oh, like, no. Like, it's just, you know, I like the eco of it. Because I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know, but an example, like, what if there was a time where Dom was down bad and she had it cracking with the fashion?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all know Dom's blessed, and I'm pretty sure she's blessed as well.
Of course.
I don't really know her backstory, but you could tell, like, the way he talks about her.
Yeah.
And even in certain songs, I've heard, like, certain, like.
Little lines about her. He's proud of her.
Like, basically, he's basically saying, like, yeah, like. Even if we're not to be there, she can hold her own. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And do you guys feel weird? Like, do you call Jorge JP?
No, I thought that was so weird.
Okay, I said that a girl that I ever took it serious. A girl that I ever took it serious, was she like, oh, hi, Rosecrans Vic. I'd be like,
I don't
what?
Like it. Yeah. I don't like it. Like, or like if they won't call me Rosecrans, but they'll call me like Rosecrans. But like, hey, Rosecrans. And I'm like, I see. I feel the vibe from you. Yeah. And I don't like it. Like, just call me by my name. Call me Vic. Call me Baby. Call me Googly Bear. Whatever you want to call
Googly
me.
Googly Bear.
I love it.
Y'all like, I was watching Monsters, Inc. the other day.
Call him Googly Bear. All the brown bag baddies, this is our man.
Googly Bear.
Googly Bear is for all the brown bag baddies.
But I think, like, to me it's weird. Like, if we're dating, do not call me. Bro, like,
So your girl could call you Daniel.
Yeah, or Danny, or Babe.
Is that what you preferred? Like, call me Daniel, Danny?
Yeah, because...
Do you know what... how do you feel about that?
All right, so, like... fuck, I gotta stop talking about my ex. I'm fucking buzzing it already.
No, but let's
fuck it. He's about to drunk dollar at 5 p.m.
Cheers. But I remember...
Shout out Mandala.
Shout out Mandala. Oh, no, I got some water. Fuck it, I'm on some diet shit. But I've been talking. I remember she was telling me that she told her friends, like, oh, yeah. She referred to me as Danny. Mm-hmm. Or even before I got popping, I used to, like, my first ex, like, my first love ever, I used to be like, don't ever say you're with Duno. And as weird as it sounds, it was just like, I wasn't doing any of this, but it was like, ever be like, oh, I'm with Duno. Because fools really get it cracking with. Like, And then one time she was put in a situation where she said that. And somebody overheard, and somebody was like, oh, well, what's up with your man? And she was like, and she's like a good girl, you know? And she texted me, now, you know, I had to go on. You got me. And like, boy, that's my girl, fool.
Yeah.
But, and then that kind of, but even with her, like, she used to be like, oh, I'm with Danny, Danny did, Danny that. And they were like, what the fuck? Who's this Danny?
Mm-hmm.
And then I pulled up, and then we were already broken up, but I pulled up to her birthday, and her friends were like,
that's your ex?
Like, oh, and then it was like, oh, yeah. But I love that, like, Like, my homies call me Duno, but my girl homegirls, they don't go like, oh, Duno, what's up? They be, or my sisters don't go like, oh my, they'll be like, oh, fat ass, or like, oh, el gordo, or el bodoque. Like,
they what's bodoque mean?
I don't know. It's just, that's a big think it's just like a cariño word. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I would never be like, oh yeah, my homegirl Letty said go. Like, yeah. Like, I'd be like, oh, my homegirl Letty. Or I'd be like, Letty.
I need to stop not call you Duno then. Why do we call him Duno?
No, because you met me as Duno.
We met him as Duno.
Yeah, but I don't ever go like Rosecrans Vic. That's a long name. I think it's a little different though. It's big. Like, imagine my name was Glendo Duno because I grew up on the Glendo.
Oh no, because you want to be from my town.
Nah. But imagine your name was like
Glenda Letty.
Glendo Letty.
Letty from the Dale.
Letty from the Dale.
Even then, I don't hardly ever introduce myself as Rosecrans Vic. I'll just say Vic.
Yeah, because it's like we did it for our usernames sometimes. Yeah. And it's like your name turns into your username. Like, your username turns into who, why people are like, when they see you in person, like, oh, you're this person.
For me, it was just easier because I was like, oh, Vic from RosecransAv.com. Yeah. Or, like, it's just so much to, like, when you introduce yourself to somebody.
Imagine if our names had, like, numbers. You know how some usernames are, like, 227 Vic.
I mean, Adam22. Like,
yeah.
But that's, like,
yeah, that's what it turns into.
Yeah, but if it was, like, a weird combination of, like, like, 1964, like.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know, but I don't know. My name Duno's been my nickname forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just obviously like Duno. Now people are like, oh, what's up, Duno's world? I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, people think that's your name too.
Yeah.
Or I hate when people call me Rose.
What the
fuck? They'll be like, yo, what's up, Rose?
I call him Rosie. Hey, Rosie.
No, don't call me Rosie.
No, call him Googly Bear. I love that name.
What's
love
like,
it for you.
What's like,
just don't even comment in YouTube or in Brown Bag Instagram. Go to one of his photos on Instagram just and just be like, please. Hey, Googly Bear.
What's like,
girls and guys, just do that.
What's your like nickname, Torres?
Jorge. Corazon. You see that? Cute. That's like
the contact name.
Call him. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
What's like the crazy, like, okay, Nam, I was going to ask you, like, what's like a nickname ex had for you before?
Don't answer.
No, I don't have any like that. Nah. I've never had a boyfriend instead of Jorge.
I feel it. I'm at it.
He's the first man I've ever met in my whole life.
I feel you, sister.
Yeah, if I never had a nickname. Like, other than Babe, but I think that's like basic, like as everybody's.
Right? Yeah. I can't. I have plenty of names that people used to call me. I'm not going to talk about them, though. Like, whoa. I feel like that's weird.
What? No, what's a nickname my ex called you before? It's not weird.
Because then everybody's going to try to call me that.
Okay. No, like, I mean, Googly Bear, it can't get worse.
I made that up. Like, I saw Monsters, Inc. Like.
Who do you see Monsters, Inc. with?
My sister.
Oh, okay. That's safe. That's very safe. No, I feel like this. I think in general, we're in the fall stage where shit's about to get rainy, even in L.A. Because normally we get off of still having sunny days.
Yeah.
I think we're about to get into like the cloudy days and we're going to get in our sad vibes. Bro, so we have to help out the people that don't know what to do during this
time. You guys, this is my favorite time.
Champurrado season is upon us.
Oh, champurrado is fire. Make sure you get your good tamales while you're walking.
Do you have a favorite tamale spot?
There's one in Pico Union that is super gas. I can't tell you the exact streets.
But where? We have to figure out the exact streets.
You have to like drive by it? Like,
we got to do the brown bag Yelp for real.
Yeah.
Sometimes the loteros have Yelps. I've noticed that. Or fruteros. Now they like Yelp their location.
Some of the best elotero mans, you can find them in the lake in Echo Park driving around. They're just going to be sunny.
Or on Santa Monica.
Yeah, Santa Monica and Western. They got good fruta. Santa Monica and Western. They always got a big line.
So I make really good tamales.
Like, do you really?
One of the things that I'm really proud of.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm like, I try as much as possible to cook. Mm-hmm. Clearly the schedule is busy, but I learned, my dad has like these costillas that he makes. Fine. And he taught me it's chile rojo, but it's his way from Guanajuato.
Oh.
And literally since I was young kid, people that I went to elementary school with that ever ate my dad's food still to this day hit me up and say like, dude, I remember your dad's costillas or whatever. I'll bring them so you guys can taste them.
Oh my god, please.
But we use the same salsa for our tamales. And he taught it to me, and like that's like one of my proudest little dishes. My tamales, I'm gonna bring my tamales, and then my salvi side is the pan con pavo, which is like pan con pollo, fire. But like pan con pavo.
Yeah, thank you.
And it has its own sauce. So those two things I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys.
Are your favorite tamales? Are your favorite tamales green or red?
Red. I never really had the green one. What about like the dulce? Oh my god.
I don't know who likes those. I feel like only my grandma loves those so much.
Yeah.
Like they made those for the kids, but it's like, this is not the kid flavor, y'all.
The old people be having that shit cracking with the
I thought, like, you know how sometimes kids are picky, they don't like the certain meat or the sauces, they would want the
no, that's, but that shit tastes bad too. You know what's so crazy? Like, I swear to God, I don't even make this in a bad way or anything, but I feel like, all right, like, older Mexican women always, like, this is going to sound so fucked up. All right,
hold on. Get your dollars ready, though, just in case.
Please tell me, just...
Get your dollar ready, just in case.
Okay, I'll have my dollar ready.
Okay.
Just, bro, for some reason, like, I think Mexico has a big bloodline of, like, diabetes.
Okay.
Like, I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
Yeah, my grandpa had diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah. My grandpa
all right. My grandma has diabetes, and they, like, they have the sweetest tooth in the world.
Yes.
Like, my grandma, we have to sneak her a soda. Like, because my family, like, we have to, like, give her, like, little sips because, like, they're so, like, and I'm like.
But she has diabetes. So
but, so, like, the oldest Mexican woman or man, like.
The sweetest, too.
Yeah. Bro, they have the sweetest, too. Like, my grandma the type to eat, like, and I barely know my grandma, but I just already know that she's the type to just fucking eat a tamal de dulce. Like, like, they made that once and nobody ate them.
No.
And then, shout out my tia Amelia. I love her to death. She like my second mom. I love her to death. My damn Melly cooked some of the fires tamales, some of the fires food.
Yeah.
But she made bandolo. I was like, yeah, that's not it,
yeah,
G.
Yeah, that's not good. And she was the raisins are never good. They're not good
they
at cookies.
They don't ever hit.
Yeah,
like,
never.
I've tried them like, multiple times. I'll be like, okay, maybe, you know when you get older, your taste buds change?
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe my taste buds change. I'll give it another shot. Because there's always so many left over, and I always feel bad.
Yeah.
She's like, ahí están los de dulce. And I'm like... No.
You'll take one, but then just leave it
I
in the fridge.
I wonder if, like, I even tried it, like, maybe it's for coffee, or maybe it's, like, a morning time.
It's not
sure.
No, it's for sure.
But
like,
it does not fit.
Not for me.
Bro, it's for the weird.
It's for, like...
Because there's a link for it. It exists for a reason. It's like candy corn to me, but you like candy corn.
It is like candy corn.
I don't like,
it is like candy corn.
I don't like... I've never once been like, oh, yeah, sí, dame uno de dulce también.
Never.
You know what I think would be fire, but I don't think I've ever had it? Is tamale with cajeta.
What?
Wow.
That would be
kind
of fire,
right? That seems really like, that would be like Portals, like, you know how Portals does the sweet bread,
shout
but
Portals,
also the meat bread?
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
I just made that up in my head right now.
We should
I think
try
that
it.
Would be fire.
All right, real quick.
Next challenge. Yeah.
At the family holidays, do you serve yourself?
Yes.
Do you serve yourself?
And my
husband
serves himself. That's because you're the baby.
You're the baby.
But not even. But Vic is too.
No, I'm a.
But he serves himself.
No, but you're your grandma somewhat, baby. You're the first.
Yeah. Oh, actually. Oh, yeah. But I feel like she's like.
See?
She
your
she
sister
will.
Said, tú eres la hija favorita.
Oh, yeah. Well, my sister be hating on me. That's the day before my mom, fucking before I left the house, she made me like a whole sandwich con huevo. And like, my mom be getting it cracking for me. Mom, oh, what?
Yeah.
And we get to the family function. ¿Qué quieres de comer? ¿O quieres de sirvo? My sisters better get their asses up. Baby.
I come from like a family too. Like my dad cooked and cleaned. That and so like I wasn't modeled to me, and my husband cooks and cleans.
No. Mm. I feel like because my dad cooked and cleaned.
Yeah.
I go wash. I make my like my I make
I
my
you
bed.
Said your dad cooked and cleaned.
No. Erica.
No, Erica.
That was funny. That was a really good one. Oh, that went over my head. No, but he did, and then fucking maybe.
Maybe that's what he
cleaned. Nah, dude. My dad was an expert at huevos with everything.
Mm.
Huevos con jamón, huevos con frijoles y queso, everything. But anyways, bro, once I get to the family function, or one of my tías would serve me. Tía, ¿me sirves? And then they'll be like, when I'll be like, Tere, tío, ¿quiere comer?
Yeah.
And there'll be a big ass, all our cousins just sitting right there. And like all the guys are getting served and then the girls like.
Wow. I understand that, but I really don't have it in my house. Like my dad makes me coffee. My dad does like I'm a daddy's girl, and he lives with us, so I get the opposite treatment. But my mom would never do that for me. Like,
no,
my dad.
It was crazy that in all our family, the guy is either the youngest, the firstborn, like the first baby, or like the only child. So my cousin Jesse, he's an only child, and he has other brothers, but they're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He's an only child. I'm the youngest. My cousin Adrian is the youngest. My cousin Chino and David.
And you all just sit while
everyone
fucking
serves you. So you guys get treated like royalty, basically.
Yeah, like
all the girls serve you.
No, like our girl cousins, like, they're coming up, like, oh, hey, can you get me one too, please? And they'll go get, like, it's not like, go get me one, bitch.
Yeah, no, it's, no, not, no, like, it's a respectful thing, yeah. And like, it's like, it's just a culture in a way.
Yeah, know? Yeah, but for sure, we, our parents, like, my mom, yeah, oh, yeah, set that
up. It'll
be
certain things, because I feel like sometimes, like, my grandma can't wait to, like, serve me. It'll be weird. It'll be like, sometimes it'll be like, oh, serve yourself if she's tired, and then other times she'll be like, no, I'll serve you.
Yeah.
And then, like, my mom, she won't let me serve myself now. But it's like, it's because we missed, like, a few years of, like hanging out and like living together and stuff like that. So like now everything is like, she treats me like I'm 5 years old now.
You love it.
It's strange to me though. I mean, not like I don't want her to do it, but it's kind of, I'm not used to it.
Right.
I'm used to just doing all the shit myself, like cooking, cleaning, whatever. Like, I mean, I can't cook for shit, but I try. But like, yeah, whenever I go over her house, she'll like try to baby me, and I'm just like, I'm not used to it. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it for sure.
Oh, now what I do is like, if I keep him like a long day and my mom's in the, and she'll text me like, oh, I cooked. I'll be like, mom, it's Edith, bye, thank you. And then I get in the shower and shower. And once I get out, my plato's ready.
Okay. I always feel guilty when like women serve me.
It's weird. But you have a lot of girls in your family. You're the only dude, right?
Yeah.
Like your siblings.
Yeah, but I'm the oldest.
It's your sister, your two sisters.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest.
Oh, you have a younger brother.
Yeah, I have a younger brother. Mm-hmm. But I'll always like, if anything, I would like serve them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, oh, it's like my baby sister. Yeah. Let me like fucking cut your pancakes or something, you know? But, and then the girls I've dated, like, seriously, for the most part, weren't that, like,
accommodating. Oh,
yeah, like that. Like, one was, and, like, that was cool. And even then, I was like, I would, like, kick my feet up, and then she would, like, bring me stuff, and I'd be like, I feel guilty.
This
a little
doesn't
bit.
Feel right, yeah.
Yeah, like, but I know I shouldn't feel that way, right?
Well, you should feel that way.
Why?
You shouldn't feel
I'm a joint.
You're the price. You're the price.
I don't know. I'm with the serving.
I think as long as you're comfortable with it and your partner's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
It'd be different if they're like, so like, dude, I would never do this. And then you're like, well, you have to.
Yeah. That was some
well,
super
guess what?
That
yeah.
Well, no. Like, I'm the type to like, you feel me? I'll get up and get the food and shit like that. But even then, like, when my husband used to be like, can you make me some food, please?
Yeah.
The way he asked, he could, can you,
oh, yeah, my mom would be like,
he knows how to do his little puppy dad.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he like, just did it right now.
Can you give me some food, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'd be like, chata, I need some food.
How about this? How about when we're talking about tamales, we all have Salvi interactions.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Shout out my Salvi.
Salvi tamales.
No, you know who has the best tamales? Guatemalans. I've said this before.
Okay. But I want to talk about Salvi tamales right now, real quick.
They're cool. I like them. I like the crema. I like the
last resort. You feel me?
Last resort.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. I love that we like rock too. Shout out to us. So you don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them, and I am half Salvi. I remember the first time, because I grew up on the Mexican ones.
Yeah.
So the first time, my mom doesn't cook like that. So the first time I had Salvi tamales, I'm like, what the fuck is this soup? Like, it is so different. It should be called something else besides tamal. Because if I'm a Mexican and I know tamal to be a little, not dry, but sometimes they are dry. Mm-hmm. But it's just the consistency.
Oh, yeah.
When I taste the Salvi one, it's like, goddamn. Like, this is so soggy. And they have, like,
the
potato
soggies.
And, like, veggies in here. Like, this shit is weird. It's like sopa.
Yeah.
In a banana leaf.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not to knock it though, because I feel like if you grew up on that,
anything else tastes foreign.
Yeah, the Mexican, she's like, what the fuck am I eating? Dry cactus or some shit? Like, it sounds like,
I ain't gonna lie. Drown that
I ain't gonna
shit.
Lie. Yeah. Fucking my Salvi homies be like, man, our tamales is bullshit.
Yeah.
But a lot of my Salvi homies are mixed. They're like Guatemalan and Salvi.
What's a Guatemalan tamal? I never had it.
Oh, they're good. I think they call them something else, but they're like a little
That's
more
smart.
Square. They're like a little more square. But I think they're fire as fuck. I fuck with them tough. And but I think just like the Mexican culture, just like any culture, the right person has to make any tamale.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure if I go to Salvador and try their tamales,
it'd be cool.
It's going to be like a little different than when they make it over here. Or,
yeah. But yeah, shout out to all the different types of tamales out there, except for the dulce.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets any worse.
Take them raisins and shove them.
Have you tried the cheese and jalapeno? Or like the
I
the cheese
that.
Is good.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Like, I don't mind that if you're like vegetarian, not vegan, because that comes from an animal. But
I'm just super into the carne de res.
Yeah.
The red sauce ones.
Res and puerco are like, pollo is like,
Pollo's cool.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, my favorite tamales is the green ones, though, guys.
You like the green ones. I like red.
Do you bro, like bro, put, I love, put sour cream on your shit or no?
I've never done that in my really? Whole
but
life.
But you know what it is?
That's so weird that you said that.
Really?
Nah, yeah, I don't do that either.
How
I
do you do it? Like, what do you put it on?
Put a big-ass glob on that shit.
On just what? On what part?
On everything.
I get so it.
So on
get
the
it.
Cascara? So like he, on the...
Put,
on the.
No, no, he put it on top of the tamale.
You unwrap it first?
Yeah, he unwraps it. Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. You didn't explain it.
Just bite it like
you didn't explain it. It's like shrimp. Do you take off the shell or do you eat it like
the full shell? Hell no, I don't eat the shell.
Some people do.
Not me.
All right, nah. So you unwrap.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had that joke of like, what do Mexicans get for Christmas? Tamales.
Oh, tamales?
Or why do Mexicans have tamales at Christmas? So they have something to unwrap.
That's fucked up, man.
Hey, that's just true.
My corazón.
That was funny. Oh. I ain't gonna lie, though. You know what's up? I ain't gonna lie, though. I can't drink chaparrado and eat tamales at the same time.
Oh, so yeah, thick.
Yeah.
So heavy. You know?
I need.
Who created chaparrado? Because that takes a mission. Like you can never finish chaparrado.
Yeah, it never. No. Nobody's ever gotten
you
to the bottom
like
of that cup.
You take like three sips and you're like, cool.
And it's
you need chaparrado and water on the side. Like
I used to think that chaparrado was heated up or chata.
You know what I want for Christmas? You know what I want for Christmas? A girl as thick as champurrado.
That was crazy.
I want her thick like my champurrado.
And it was crazy that people would, like, it's a cheer because, like, there's always, like, this thing about all Mexicans could eat really hot, like, spicy food. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, duh, for our taste buds are burned. Like, you feel me? Like, everything from café right off the fucking the little taza or like champurrado is just or even like the I know there's champurrado and then there's the other one, it's called like it's like a juice
ponche
yeah.
Ponche's pretty good.
Ponche's yeah. Good when you're older.
Ponche's like our sangria. Maybe mm-hmm. sangria sounds like it's Latino, but it might be like some other type of Latino.
It could be,
but yeah ponche is very ponche.
I've tried tequila inside ponche before.
Oh, yeah.
Really
I
good.
Think that's
yeah.
the thing.
It's like yeah. a hot toddy yeah. or something yeah. like that.
She gets you drunk as fuck.
With sugar cane? Have you guys ever... The sugar cane is that one chunk that's in there.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to us, man. Shout We're fucking killing it. We're yeah. killing it with the holiday drinks. Pumpkin spice, what?
Yeah.
You ain't got shit on thick-ass champurrado and ponche.
Thick-ass champurrado. I'm gonna call my next girl champurrado.
Megan's a champurrado.
Imagine coming to the stage. Champurrado. She gonna be thick. She better be thick.
No, she better be thick and brown.
Caramel.
Caramel, yeah, yeah.
Cinnamon.
Megan.
Cinnamon flavor?
Yeah.
That wasn't even the start of the podcast.
Are you guys, damn.
Welcome to episode 18.
Booked. We're 35 minutes in already.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love this talk. This is like free write in school. But let's get right into Don't You Know I'm Local. Shout out to everyone that we haven't mentioned this before and you live in Carson, California. Our hearts are with you. Our prayers are with you.
Our nose
is definitely not with you. There's this smell that's protruding off of the Dominguez Channel, which is, I guess, a part of the L.A. River in Carson. And something is happening. They don't really know the explanation. There's different theories. It just smells crazy out there. If you were to explain it, Compton Juan, like you're there.
Like sewer water from the L.A. River and like...
Like poop?
Like a dead body, like rotten.
Oh, God.
Oh, so it's really
bad. It smells
bad.
Like rot.
So us three, just to give y'all, just because we know about it, we read about it, we know. Shout out my good people from Carson, Good Morning Gabe. I know.
Yeah.
Head,
Chuck's
in
it. But, man, I heard it smells like shit. And
yeah.
Because I could only imagine.
Our thoughts are with you.
We
won't visit, you know, to make sure you're okay, but we'll be sending our love.
And I know a lot of people are.
Via phone and digitally.
Our, heading out to like Long Beach and the surrounding areas because they're trying to get away from the smell. It's that bad. I saw on Twitter, I looked up the hashtag and there was this lady talking about how her toddler just does not stop throwing up. Even if they have like the air purifiers. Yeah. The city is saying that they will refund you if you get a air purifier or if you go, you have to go get a hotel somewhere else. Like that's how crazy it is. They're asking Newsom to make it like a state of emergency for the city so they can get more funds to help the people like feel comfortable leaving because you can't always just get up and leave.
Yeah,
right?
No, for sure.
Like, it's crazy for some people,
and especially with COVID still going on.
Oh, yeah, like some people aren't working or some people working from home, so they can't even escape it. They're just there all day in their house. They can't even go outside to get fresh air because it's worse out there. I can only imagine, man.
But we're gonna call our homie DJ Head right now. Let's see if this works. I didn't tell him I was gonna hit him up, so Let's see how this goes.
Let's do it.
Let's see if it answers.
A ver, cabezón.
Call Aaron.
Call Aaron. Yay! Can everyone hear him?
Yeah.
Everybody say hi to DJ Head.
DJ Head.
Head.
What up?
What's going on in Carson, fool? What West happened? Coast. What happened?
Talk to us.
I don't know the name of it, but it's basically there's some kind of chemical that is fucking like leaking or something.
That's gross.
And yeah, it's like Chuck knows the name of the chemical. I forgot the name of it because it's like hella syllables.
Mm.
But it's like leaking into the air, and they can't find the cause of it. But that ain't the trippy part. What's fucked up is the city is going to people's houses in hazmat suits, like handing out air purifiers.
No.
like that's gonna do something. Like imagine somebody coming to your house in a hazmat suit. It's like, yeah, you could stay here. We not, but look, here go air purifier, and we out of here.
Oh no!
All right, let's say you lived in Carson. You don't live in Carson anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so let's say you lived in Carson. Would you rather stay in Carson or stay at the Snooty Fox?
Probably stay in Carson because I don't have a sense of smell.
Wow, you're perfect for this.
Oh wow!
It's not that I can't smell; it's just that my brain doesn't tell me what I'm smelling, so everything just smells like.
Oh, you're like nose blind.
Wow, yeah. That's insane.
Wow, that just blew my mind.
That blew my mind. Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh. Because I was going to ask you, what did Carson used to smell like?
Like, you didn't know either.
The same now.
I could smell like aromas and vapors, but I can't really smell scents or odors.
Head, what is your favorite flavor of tamal?
Definitely not fucking pumpkin spice, whatever them white people.
Oh yeah, we saw that shit. All right, Head, thank you for checking in with us. Oh, if you didn't know, you're on our podcast.
Yeah, you're being recorded live on the Brown Bag.
Broadcasting live from Carson, not really. But thank you, Head. Have a great night at the office.
All right, for sure.
Appreciate
you. All right, appreciate you.
I didn't know the homie's nose blind.
That's why.
I had so many other questions for him, but we'll go off on a tangent.
Besides,
the homie nose blind.
But I need to. I feel like
the homie could get through anything.
Do you guys know that little kid? That little kid. You guys being gross boys.
Yeah. He could power through anything.
You guys know that little kid meme where he's dancing in the club, but he's like this with the glasses? That's how I feel right now with these shots. Like, I feel like...
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What do we do? Can you tell the next topic, please?
Yeah. So, don't you know I'm loco? Vanessa Bryant, you guys.
Explain it.
I guess she, like, has sued the sheriff about, like, them taking pictures of the tragedy that happened between Kobe and Gigi. Mm-hmm. And then they're kind of saying, well, like... Oh, but she was kind of going through the most emotional distress, so she didn't really like. Basically, saying like she was only doing that because she was going through it, so she wasn't really suing us. Like,
I'm very proud of you.
And I was like, so, what the fuck?
Vanessa Bryant and the families of those passed away are suing the county and the sheriff's office because there was photos that were taken of the crash site and passed around, even though she went to the sheriff's office and said, hey, we got to close this off. I don't want any type of media, any type of paparazzi, any photos taken or whatever. They found out because some dude was showing a girl at a bar the photos of the deceased bodies. And so she's suing them for emotional distress. And what the county and the sheriff's station are saying is like, hey, she's just distressed in general because they died. The photos did not give her distress. And to make sure that she actually did get distressed, she has to take a psych eval. Let's give her an evaluation to prove that she was going through emotional distress because of the photos, not because of the death. And we just think that's so foul. Like, that's incredibly foul.
Fucking horrible. Yeah.
That's insane. I guess their reasoning is, like anyone that's claiming emotional distress, they have to show proof that they are going through it. So that's why we're doing this psych eval. But it's kind of, like, common sense. No one wouldn't have any type of emotional distress if you are sharing photos of their deceased loved ones. You know, like, that is going to add versus be, like... Like, I feel like they're like, well, she was already going through bullshit because of the death. It doesn't really matter what we did. And it's like, yeah, it still mattered.
That's so nasty of them to do because, first off, I don't think they would have done that to a man. that said, oh, this guy is going through emotional distress. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's always like a certain stigma that goes along with like widows. After they lose their husband or whatever, that they're not right. And they're, right. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's like a common thing that's like, oh, she lost her husband. She went crazy. Mm-hmm. Like people just write people off like that completely. Right. When it's like, no, they just went through a very traumatic experience. And
all the feelings and emotions are valid.
And are completely valid. And for them to want to do a psych eval on her, it's like,
that's going to give her even more emotional distress.
That's like, you know, that's like a below the belt, like shot, like that's foul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can't tell somebody that, oh yeah, like you just lost your daughter and your husband. Like we need to make sure that you're 100% good. Like nobody's going to be 100% good ever after that. Yeah. And not in like a way that, you know, she's not able to function daily. It's just like you went through a lot of emotional distress. Yeah. You know, and nobody's going to be the same after that.
That's fucking wild that they even, like...
Some weird court system.
It's all about money.
Bullshit, yeah, it's definitely about
money. And it's they don't want to... You got to think about it. Who she's suing is not, like, her neighbor. She's suing the county. She's suing the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Who already have bullshit on themselves. Like, I think it's, like... I know you guys are trying to save, like, face. But the best way to save face is like, fess up to it. Yeah we fucked up. Not like try to hide it. I think they still haven't given out the names of the people that like spread the photos. Mm-hmm. And they might have in the discovery or like when the actual documents went out. But she's even saying that. Like, why are you guys covering for them?
Yeah.
Like, unless y'all are like behind it, like are down for whatever they did. It's like, just be accountable. Yeah, y'all fucked up.
Yeah, they don't want to lose out on the bread that they're about to lose out on. And it's somebody's job to... you know, make sure that they don't lose it. And so they're going to try to discredit the person that's against them.
But it's
them.
Like, that's not the way. No one's going to... Well, there are people that, like, hate on Vanessa. Just, I've seen it and it's weird. But, like, I don't know. There's more people that are going to support you if you just be accountable for the bullshit. Versus if you try to fight this woman who's clearly a widow, clearly lost her daughter, clearly in grief, like, and you're gonna make her go evaluations. I've done evaluations, like custody shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is hard. Like it's very emotional. So it's just unnecessary to put her through that. Super unnecessary.
Bro, like,
and our heart goes out to you because clearly we all see it. Like someone tweeted, like, how are you gonna test her for being emotionally distressed? We were all emotionally distressed finding out that there was photos spread around like that. Like, yeah, that fucking made us all feel like crap.
That shit out of pocket for sure.
Super out of pocket. Shout out to Vanessa Bryant.
Our support and our love to you.
Definitely Vanessa our support Bryant. And our love to you.
LA with you for sure.
Okay. Whew. Dodgers. What the fuck? Let's just get deeper into heartbreak. This is, we're recording Thursday before the game. Before game five?
Five.
Yeah.
We're down 3-1.
Yeah.
And we lost game four.
We lost 9-2. Nasty. Like, we got our asses 9-2. Whooped.
We got 9-2. Fucking...
injuries.
Urias. I don't want to blame Urias.
Nah, he was on some bullshit.
But, you know. Shout out to but I blame Dave Roberts because he didn't pull Urias. Like, he didn't have his shit. He didn't, you know.
He
didn't have his whole shit together. So it's like, come on.
Unorthodox pitching.
Just... get him out of there. It's not his night. You know what I'm saying?
It feels like if you're sad already, this is going to make you more sad.
Tell me about it, sister.
Like, when you have this much invested in a team, you're so emotionally invested, it can fuck up your whole night, day, whatever.
No, on God. Just
makes you almost not even
over the weekend. Like,
that one gave you a little bit of hope.
And then they got to walk off.
We did come back from a 3-1 deficit last time, and we ended up winning the World Series. But I know, Vic, you've talked to us before about how hard it is to even double up a World Series, like to win twice in a row. It's the toughest thing.
Anybody has done it.
The odds are against us already.
The Yankees. Yeah, because baseball is just such a chance sport. Like, you know, it could be a ball is hit 2 feet too short, and somebody else catches it, or it drops.
Yeah.
And then now the other team scores, and then they miss the play at the plate. Like, just so many variables that it's nearly impossible statistically to repeat as champions. You know what I'm saying? And last year was, like, a lot of statistics were skewed because there wasn't home and away games. They had played on a neutral site.
Right, the bubble.
The bubble, yeah, for the playoffs. So because of that, it's like, okay, home field advantage. They were all playing at the same stadiums. Mm-hmm. All that, like, skews the statistics. So now it's like, oh, we went down 3-1 last year and we won. It's like, okay, but that was a completely different circumstances. Mm-hmm. And also the season was short and everybody was fresher. Yeah. All our players looked beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
And Justin Turner got hurt. Max Muncy still hurt. Clayton Kershaw's out for the playoffs. Like,
what do we do then? What are we gonna do?
We can't fucking figure it out. And it's like our defense. Like, our offense is somewhat doing their job. Like, they're making plays. Yeah, we get struck out. Yeah, we throw a lot of, you know, like it's just, but our pitching is just like, today Joe Kelly's pitching.
Yeah.
You guys are going to see this late.
Yeah.
So if you guys see this and are happy, it's because the Dodgers have made it to game seven.
Six or seven.
But we can't lose no more. There's no room.
Backs against the wall.
Backs against the wall. We're getting rushed. We're getting taken off on bow, bow, bow. And we guys got to hit him with like a little swinger banger or something. Yeah. Man, shout out Will Smith. Shout out Bellinger. Shout out Chris Taylor. Shout out Mookie Betts.
They've been doing
their fucking thing. But
Trey Turner, I'm on your ass, boy.
As it pertains to the Braves, are they like a usual opposition for us?
Or, yeah.
Because I feel
National League, they're always good. They have a good organization.
I was looking at the shit talking, and it upset me. Like, I'm used to it from Giants.
Yeah.
Used to it from,
but from Atlanta.
From Padres. Like, from Atlanta, it felt a little like, oh, hold on, y'all. Like, you really want this smoke?
Well, the thing is, our owner used to be part owner of the Braves.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like history there. They went on a run where they won like, I'm probably get it wrong, but maybe like 10 division titles in a row. Like, they own their division, similar to how we own our division now. They had the best pitching staff back then. They had all-star play. Like, we're kind of like an updated version of like the 90s Braves. Damn. That's how we run our organization now. And so it is, I feel like they feel that more than we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're probably like, they stole our swag. Because I don't even have the heart to like shit on the Braves the way that I would like the Giants or shit like that. Like, or the Madres.
I don't have that much hate towards them.
Yeah.
But if they beat us, I will. I want all the smoke. Yeah. I'll never wear an Atlanta Braves hat in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because I was looking at the Twitter, like they got clips of when the game was at 2 p.m. out here and how it wasn't full at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, look, L.A. doesn't even, like, fuck with their own team like that. It's like, fools, we were at work. It's 2 p.m.
Come on.
And then they do the thing that a lot of teams do is, like, they do the video of fans walking out. And they're like, oh, those are fake fans. And it's like, have y'all been in fucking traffic out here? Like, our shit is very different than I've ever seen other ballparks.
Yeah.
Like, just even their, I don't know, their parking structure and just the streets, how it goes. Like, this is where, like, single file line out of this fucking parking lot.
People
and
into the freeway. That. Like, and when people, so people got to think, like, okay, even if visitors come from out of town to watch a game, you're just coming, you're on vacation. You're coming to watch a game. So you'll stay till the end because you got to go to your hotel. You don't have to go at a certain time. Like, we come, we have busy-ass lives.
It's a weekday.
It's a weekday, 2 p.m., had to call off work, many of us.
Get a cracking.
Go up the hill, go down the hill. Like, we it's not our first Dodger game ever. We know how shit gets. And it's like, fuck. Like, okay. It's like, would you want to be sad and sit in traffic for 3 hours? You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
real shit.
Or you're
the beating traffic could be the silver lining. Like, fuck, we just lost, but at least
I'm
traffic.
Home already.
And then you guys don't understand that everybody. I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong. Everybody else's stadium is like on a main street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ours is like, on a fucking hill. Like,
we ours is in the cut because it's beautiful.
Of course.
The best fucking view.
Of course.
Bro, there's a reason you motherfuckers know about us and we don't know about you. Ask anybody from Atlanta. They know about Kershaw, Trey Turner, Ballinger, Mookie Betts. I don't know now.
Yeah.
I know Jock, and he used to be with us.
Yeah.
Your best player used to be one of us.
Yeah.
We sent him to y'all.
You get what I'm saying? Like, Atlanta Braves, there's only white people at your games. Like,
yeah.
Doing this stupid shit.
Homie was like, that's like some Nazi shit, huh? And I was like, I don't know.
Hey, no,
now
honestly,
you think about it.
We need to cancel the Braves because that's insensitive to indigenous people. Don't be doing this and white, you fucking colonizers.
Yeah,
I'm on your heads, boy.
At Dodger game, you're going to see gang members.
Yeah.
You're going to see beautiful Dodger Latina women.
Yeah. No, I just, it's crazy. If you take, if you have a moment, take the time to look at the Twitter replies of, or talking shit about Dodgers from Braves fans. I remember there was one, it's like, oh, like the video of Dodger fans leaving at like ninth inning, right? Before it was over. They're like, oh yeah, it's because there was a fight scheduled in the parking lot. And I was like, fuck you guys. Like, fuck that, you guys.
That's pretty funny.
Fuck but, you, Troy.
But yeah. Real ones know that Dodger Stadium is a neutral site and you can catch the fade down the hill.
Yeah.
Up the hill is not yeah, valid.
Not the parking lot.
Unless you're an enemy and go for the Giants and they were smashing on food.
Yeah. That's a little different.
A little touchy because it was happening yeah. fast.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were really, like, back in the day, they were really not oh, giving yeah. a yeah, fuck. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm
not saying, if I don't, but like, Dodger fans yeah. aren't going to fight Dodger a, fans in the parking lot. Yeah. We know better.
I've been a Giants game. I've never once seen a Giants fan go like, I'm gonna fuck you up, like never, like food.
Yeah,
we're here to watch the game, but obviously back then it was like a whole different time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know a lot of crazy things happened. I don't know. I was younger back then. I was like 2008.
And I feel like yeah, sadly because of what happened, yeah. I feel like people don't even bring that energy anymore.
Right.
If they're Giants fans,
mm-hmm.
or they Dodger know fans, to tread yeah. lightly, and Dodger fans also know that what it could turn into.
Yeah. Because the worst case scenario happened.
It there happened, was a fight unfortunately.
Between
yeah.
Dodgers and Giants fans, a Giant fan, I think he became paralyzed. Oh, I thought brain
yeah.
dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I've seen
it. So that's why I was
so
like,
because
okay,
of that happening, yeah. I feel like it probably and hopefully will never happen again.
And then I'm even pretty sure the people that, like, whatever situation was like, you know, I was like, damn, I was drunk over a Dodger game. Like,
yeah.
now my life is on, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've never even, like.
Well, sometimes I think about that, too. That's how where we really need to start to think of, like, have you ever seen where people fight outside of a club, but one ends up dying? Like, I remember yeah. I saw this story where these girls were just fighting, like, and it happens all the time. Like, I've remembered fighting after the club.
Me too, yeah.
For all the girls. But one dies, and it's like, yeah. oh, shit. That's, like, the worst-case scenario to, like, this occurrence that we've all kind of been through.
Yeah.
So.
That's but I ain't gonna lie. Dodger fights happen all the time. Obviously not. Yeah. And then it's always, like, at some spot, like the Pavilion or something. The Pavilion be cracking. We were at the Pavilion,
yeah.
and I remember the Cholo was like, what's up, boo? Oh, and he was cool as fuck with us.
I yeah. also think that it's not isolated to just Dodgers.
And no, so it's like, everywhere.
It's a sports thing. It's a hell of football shit.
Football like, shit yeah. happens
football
all the time.
Fights all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
But it's like, we can't be the ones that are like pit as the ones that fight. All y'all do it.
But I get it. We're like, this like mecca of like, the gang world and yeah. like it, man, it is what it is. We'll take it. But if you go to Dodger Stadium, you know it's always a great vibe. Everybody like you feel yeah. me. I'm pretty sure it happens everywhere. But at Dodger Stadium, I don't know.
Yeah,
I could just speak for us, but I know it's always like an amazing time. You know, all the coaches are mixed together from yeah. like white, black, Latinos,
yeah.
Filipinos. Everything is amazing, bro. I love Dodger.
I just feel like everyone, like guys, are more fine at a Dodger game, and girls are hotter at a Dodger game.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if this makes sense, but it makes sense yes. to me.
Listen, why?
Like, there's nothing hotter than a guy in a blue L.A. Dodgers hats and a white shirt and some jeans. Like, that shit to me is like, ooh, yes. Or the white Dodger jersey, right? I'm sure with girls, if a girl's wearing the Dodger jersey or the tank or, like, the hat.
No, oh, I love the You know what I love? I love the white tank top,
mm-hmm.
the Dodger thing tied up right here.
Yes.
Some shorts? Light blue jeans.
Oh, got you.
Clean white chucks and a blue yeah. Dodger hat.
The chucks and the Dodger hat.
I'll marry you, bitch.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Dodger baddies for
but
sure.
But just know, make sure she's alone. Because when you're at the beer line, yeah. you trying to get out here, somebody going to creep up
yeah,
with you.
No.
Oh, my God. They trying to get out here at a Dodger game.
I think people show love different. Like, even with you. Like, they're going to go up to you and they're going to fuck with you.
Man, Dodger games be a little stressful now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know where you got to go? You got to go down to, like, the lowest level.
No, but there's no fun there.
They won't know who you are at all.
Yeah. The super rich white
people. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are there.
They're going to be.
Yeah. They smell.
They're going to.
But they're there.
Facts.
Yeah. They smell like Carson?
They smell like Carson.
That's fucked up. Carson's now an adjective.
Our Carson viewers and listeners.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, man.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know. I love the loudness. I love the craziness. Yeah. I love Dodger game's always gonna be fun. Yeah. I fuck with
and
it.
And if this is the last Dodger game, I'm gonna miss it. And you know,
we'll be back next year.
Because I might sell like my left nut to go to a Dodger game, World Series at the World Series. You know what
oh
I'm
my
saying?
God.
I would like. I hope there's a World Series because I want to take my dad, who's been like it's. I think we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Like in Guanajuato, he would be listening to the radio talking about the Dodger game. I want to take him to a World Series game
because there wasn't any
and
last
year. Yeah,
even though we won, there was no Dodger games at the stadium.
I would love to take
him
to a World Series game.
Yeah.
Also, though, like, I'm like, how can you stand out at a Dodger game? You really can't.
Everybody looks
the same. Because everyone looks the
same. For sure. Same.
So I'm like, we have to figure out how to stand out. Like, we got to go, but, like, stand out. Like, I don't know if I'm going to do a purple LA hat or some shit that's like, oh, no one has this. This is where the custom shit comes into play. We got a lot
of
different
flavors of LA caps.
That's how you can stand out.
That's what I wanted to talk
about. As a girl, every girl looks the same. They all look like just wear the LA hat.
Okay, look, we're going to go to Pro Image Sports.
Yeah.
Fox Hills. Fresh shout out my guy Abrams.
Abrams be coming
gonna get us right. He has like every flavor.
Oh my god,
flavor.
That's fire. That's fire. I need all types of shit. I need a custom LA Dodger hat.
Shout out Legit One. Legit One made me an LA hat. And it says LA. It's LA and then it says KERS, but in Tiger style, so Lakers.
Oh,
but it's in an LA blue cap and it's like one of the, when I wear it, I just say them fools were like, yeah. Hey, that's different, dog.
That would have been perfect for Tuesday because the Dodgers and the Lakers played the same day at different times, so it was perfect. It was like some people went to a Dodger game and the Laker game.
Damn.
That's like my fucking dream.
You got money.
But we were recording.
Yeah, true. We're like in the thick of it, though.
Yeah.
In the thick of it. We're like down here in downtown, too. I wanted to have an LA hat and then it say LA and Letty, like La Letty. Oh, and LA Letty.
We'll get that done.
And like
your wish is like, one of our homies command.
Like Old English?
Yeah, Old English. And with a heart in the end.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. Hat designers
I'll
over
stand
here.
Out. Look for La Letty.
La Letty. All
right. Shout out to the Dodgers. We're going to love you regardless.
We're praying for y'all.
Yeah, we're praying. All our bobbleheads are out, not here, but in our houses to, like, pray to you guys.
No ofrenda, the bobbleheads.
All right, let's get... Oh, but speaking of LA hats, cool or culo, this LA hat. So Virgil, who is Kanye's homie, and he's also works at Louis Vuitton. He's a designer. He does Off-White, famously known for Off-White. He did his version of an LA hat.
You can see it here.
It kind of looks like cheese. You know the cheese that gets bitten into? Like the whole Swiss cheese? What do we think of it? Cool or culo?
It's just cool. I seen it. It looks fucking stupid.
Yeah. That is the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life.
Granted, he's not from LA.
Where's he from?
Yeah.
They're from Chicago. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm sure we saw, I think the first one was the LA one, but they're going to do like different versions and fuck up everybody else's fitted too.
Oh, good.
But like, it's just so bad. Like, this goes back to the Damien Hirst thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro.
Don't just
like,
call this art.
Bro's a scammer. Come on.
Yeah. That shit look like somebody.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. It looks ran through and not in a good way.
That shit looks like.
That shit got choo chooed.
No, that shit is fucked up. Somebody said, I'm not, don't quote me on
somebody said.
Somebody on Twitter said it's the JFK edition, and that was fucked up.
Oh, no, because there's a hole in the head.
That was fucked up. Like, no, yo, Twitter be fucking
somebody
like,
said
ruthless.
It wasn't me. Your fake Twitter said
that shit went through the whole
Rose Crown Vic.
I seen that. Was funny. Yeah.
That fool be commenting on my shit all the time. Now.
Yeah, no, he's legit a fan. That's why his name is after you, for sure.
Shout out to
Rose Crown Vic.
Rose Crown Vic. Don't follow him, follow me.
But what artist can you see wearing it? Kanye.
No one from out here.
That shit, you know what? It makes sense.
Too much respect for the LA hat.
Facts. It makes sense why Kanye and Virgil are like homies. Yeah.
Fucked up haircut, fucked up haircut.
Maybe that's what he wore when he got the haircut. Maybe this is the whole thing
Kanye
together.
Got the fucked up haircut
with the
Off-White.
The whole PR movement
fitted. Oh my God. That's just like, come on, bro.
It's going to be some white boys that buy this hat.
For sure.
It's going to be the Nelk fools.
The Nelk boys. The fucking Nelk fuckers.
Fucking fuckers.
You know what pisses me off? That Duno just got his Instagram account taken down for bullying because he slapped his friend.
He wasn't bullying, by the way.
When these fools, these Nelk boys account, I don't even mind giving them fucking... They already have millions of followers or whatever. But they did a prank on workers, trabajadores, outside of a Home Depot in the OC, I believe. And they played that they were giving them... a beer and said, oh, look, ICE is coming. A van came up with ICE on the side. Clearly, they're going to think that's immigration. So they start running. But it's ICE. It's like packs of ICE. And to me, it's like that's more bullying.
Absolutely.
Than you doing some shit to your homie. Like, why aren't these fools taken down? You can't be selective on your fucking who violates whatever rules of Instagram type shit. It was just annoying.
It was so nasty. Like, honestly... Don't fuck with the Nelk boys. No. I knew they were like some fuck boys.
And they're Canadians, by the way. That moved to the OC. They're not OC kids. Because I don't think the people from the OC. I know it has its spaces.
Yeah.
But I know some real ones from the OC too. And y'all wouldn't even fly with that shit.
Nah, facts. They better never try that again in the OC. No. Getting, especially Buena Park.
Yeah.
Anaheim. Try it. We know people. But it was really disgusting to me because of the fact that they are immigrants as well. The mm-hmm. Nuff Boys are from Canada and they migrated over here down the border.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's funny and they don't feel any type of fear when they hear the word ICE.
Right.
You know, they are not too different from the people waiting in front of Home Depot.
Facts.
Everybody's just working, trying to do better for themselves, went to another country to live their dream.
Right.
And so for them to come at them is just so disrespectful on so many levels. Like,
and I get it. I get that that's your channel. I get that you prank your homies, prank whatever. But like to us in our community, at least, we protect the vulnerable, like the vendedores, the paleteros, the fruteros, and the people that are working outside of places like Home Depot or like any type of workers like that. That's our heart, because that shows more than anything the example of the Latino immigrant. Yeah. Is that you're coming here and you don't mind if you're going to wait night and day to get work, you're going to get work.
Bro.
And for you to come and fuck with their biggest fear, this is probably bigger than their fear of death, their fear of la migra, like of ICE. This is for real. And you play with that, it's not going to sit well.
Bro, and the fact that, like, oh, fuck. Like, it's just all bad because, like, I had this crazy thought in my fucking head. I fucking lost it. But, like, bro, y'all are not tapped in, like right. Man, I get it. I do comedy. I make fun of everything, anything. I don't give a fuck. I be talking shit. I be crying with the homies.
Yeah.
And I'm making jokes about everything. But, like, you can make jokes about shit, like clown and shit, and like, whatever the situation is. But the fact that you probably, like, scared the fuck out of them and they, like, you feel mm-hmm. me? Like, what if they were already having a bad day? What if the day before they got a letter from the sheriff's office that you got to move out before we come random through your shit and we make you move out? Or what if, like, somebody back home passed away or...
Yeah.
Bro, and then y'all not even... Bro, y'all staying... Like, shout out to OC. I fuck with good people from the OC. Y'all probably not even staying in the... In, like... Bro, this is, like, bro, this city is, like, you know, like, people of color, you feel me? Like, this is, like, our shit, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
and you come over here and disrespect the fuck. All that money you had, bro, you could have easily paid for the day, took him out to dinner, showed him a different life.
Yep.
Shout out Danny Duncan, because he be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
I fuck with Danny Duncan.
I think even when you clown, and of course you can do whatever you want, but we can also feel however we want. That's the whole freedom of speech thing. I know that argument, like... And even the comedy aspect of it. Like, but y'all are not comedians. Y'all are some YouTubers. Like, y'all are vloggers. And you did this because it gave you views. But not every view is a good view. Like, not all publicity is good publicity. And I feel like you're just tapping in. Like sooner or later, you're going to keep poking. And a real motherfucker is going to do some shit about the bullshit that you're doing. Yes, it's going to get you views. But the reason it gets you views is because of how touchy it is. And so my thing is, like, strategically, it's not a good look. However, I do also see that beyond just this prank, they lean more towards that school of thought that is anti-immigrant.
For sure.
They are great and big followers of, like, Dana White and Trump. I think they're related to Dana White somehow. Who, however you feel about Trump, even if there's Republicans in the Latino and immigrant community, his rhetoric in order to become president was very anti-immigrant. So
anti-Latino.
Yeah, very anti-Latino. So you do that, and then you have this type of prank. It's just mounting up that, like, this wasn't just fun. This is some shit you feel. This is some shit that you like. You felt like, oh, shit, yeah, let's do this type of deal. And I just don't fuck with that.
And just they're personally, fucking immigrants, and they personally. Feel so privileged
to...
Just be like, oh, yeah, like, they would take them. They would never take us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, boy.
And one of those fools looks Mexican as fuck. I don't think he's Mexican. His name's Kyle or some shit.
I don't know. I ran into them at a party, like, 3 weeks ago. And they're all 5'3 little fucks. They wear their merch. They try to be noticed. Like.
Oh, no.
I knew.
They're literally the same people we were just saying in the beginning. Like, you know, there's people that say, hey, this is who I am. I have this vlog.
That's literally them. That's literally them. I remember seeing them and being like, oh, those are the Nuff Boys. And then something in my soul told me, like, don't walk up to them. Don't talk to them.
Damn.
And it was just weird. Like, that. I didn't know anything. I watched their podcast and shit, like, here and there.
Nah,
like,
that shit.
I won't now, but you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that shit weird as fuck, bro. That was my mom in that video.
Yeah.
Boy.
We taking a long drive.
Well, and just
shout out to Ernesto, man. I know he came in for some tequila. Hola, Ernesto. He's our security here in the building, so don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
But just, boy, I don't know. I'm just, Nug Boys, look, fool. Let me tell you like this. I feel it. Maybe you might be forgiving, you might not. I don't know. You feel me? Somebody might catch you. Might be at a gas station pumping gas in your Tesla. And one of them dudes is moms or like son.
Yeah.
He one of them boys that a couple years. One of them blammers. You feel me? He might have Billy Western on it.
I just feel like you underestimate, and I know it's easy. I feel like even it's easy if you're in Canada or you're in Middle America or where we're not really that deep, but we are there that, or you look at us just like we can clown them because they're the help. But it's like, no, we've reached spaces where we're not just the help. Our most loved ones might be, and our most loved ones might be that vulnerable little piece of the community that you're coming after. But there's some other people that are their protectors, and we put that shit on our back to protect the people that are vulnerable in our community. So my thing is it might be easy from afar to clown, but you're coming right here, and you still got to live out here. You still got to go eat. Like, who are the meseros? Who are the valet drivers? Like, you leaving these your car in there in our hands. But all it takes is one of us to know who the fuck you are and what the fuck you did. And it's not going to be good. And it's going to be shit that you bring on yourself. You don't want that type of karma.
And we're just talking about that. Even with, like, bro, the littlest thing in the world could turn your whole life around to the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah, facts.
Tell me, boy, one of them paisas you scared might have one of them sons, boy.
I don't know. Might be choking on some maple syrup, my boy. Canadian.
But again, shout out to all Canadian the fucking trabajadores out there. I think for the most part, when it comes to the men outside of, I have uncles that were outside of U-Haul and like outside of Home Depot and all that shit. Like, we know why you're there. You're not there to fucking play around. You're there to provide for a family you have back here, or even if it's in Mexico or even if it's out here. Like, all the respect is due and given to you. So I just don't take lightly when people try to, like, I don't know, like, capitalize off that shit.
Yeah.
Because we come and tax you real quick for your monetization, fools. All right, but yeah, shout out to all the Latinos.
Yeah, facts.
Man, that shit's crazy.
Shout out to everybody. Fuck the Nug Boys.
Fuck them.
Hey, yesterday, real quick, yesterday, so we're in the studio and Cypress was leaving and I was like, Telalabas. And he's like, what the fuck does that mean, fool?
Cypress?
You never heard that before? Like, Telalabas?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a dude, but.
No, like, that means for you too. Like,
does Cypress speak Spanish?
Yeah, he's fucking
Salvadorian. Oh, I didn't know that he speaks Spanish.
It's broken. He's for sure a no sabo kid. Mm-hmm. But it's funny that we're saying that because, that just means wash your ass.
You know what I noticed about Cypress?
What?
Is that he's very like?
Oh yeah, he has a very strong blood.
But it's like, he's like me, but a guy.
You think so?
Yeah, because I bet you he's yelled at you.
Nah, he never yelled at me.
I bet you he's been like, "Hey, fool, get your shit together."
For sure.
Okay. For sure. But when I do it, no, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, Telalabas. Shout out Fools Gone Wild for posting this.
Shout out Fools Gone Wild.
Who did it? Who got us the look?
No, it was me. I was trying to be cool.
That's okay.
I sent it to him, and he was like, "Yeah."
So you know, that was, Lil Mystery.
Yeah.
Wow. That was some like what's it called? Like reading mind shit though, because I literally was like thinking in my head like,
"This would fit."
Yo, Fools Gone Wild should post this. That would be fire. But I didn't say anything to anybody, and then I was thinking about it after I posted it, and then I see it posted like.
That's
10 o'clock
cool.
at night or something. And I was
shout
just
out
like,
to all our
sick.
New Fools Gone Wild listeners and viewers.
Yeah, if you,
we saw
if you
y'all
made
coming
your way
in. Welcome.
From over there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the lane.
Some fools over here. This is the podcast for you.
Yeah, definitely. We were made exactly for you.
Yeah, you found us.
We are what you were missing, dude.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are home. You can watch us and scroll Fools Gone Wild at the same time.
Wow, look at that. Look at that.
Double up.
I love this. It's like a Mexican Coke with a cup of noodles. It's like us and Fools Gone Wild.
Something like that.
It just goes together.
Coca, yeah. Like,
and bro, people understand.
I was more chunti movida with it.
Chunti movida. Yeah. And what was dope about it was that, like, the comedy was so positive. Like, it was comedy, but it was so positive. It was literally like, oh, fuck them, boo. Yeah. They don't know anything. It was more like, man, that's funny as fuck because we're stating facts, and I love that.
Yeah.
And I like that his caption was, what's the nicest thing a cholo's ever done for you?
And the comments were just
The comments were hilarious.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like, a lot of cholas have done a lot of nice things for people.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, okay, let's do the I want to do the costume shit. Because okay. I think that's like my favorite thing that we're
Wait, isn't it going to be a surprise?
No. The sexy costume topic.
Oh, okay, the sexy costume. Okay.
So we were talking about what's the most LA costume that you've seen or you know or you've been.
For couple fits.
Let's just do no. LA costume first.
Okay, in general. I said Eazy-E.
Yeah, I think Eazy-E is a go-to. It's a
it has
go-to.
To be Eazy-E. Yeah. That's like you buy like a Jerry Curl wig. You throw on your
some
dad's
Raiders gear. Yeah.
Jacket, some Lokes.
Some Cortez. Lokes,
and then a hat.
Yeah. A hat.
Yeah.
Like a black hat, like a King's hat or a Raiders hat.
Do you think OGZ gets the way he wears his hat from Eazy-E? Like the curled outside, the hat over the hair.
Maybe I feel like his is like some skater.
Is it like more on the skater vibe?
Yeah.
Okay. I also think Dead President is definitely not LA, but I've seen hella LA dudes. Like, that's like the go-to costume for guys is just do white face and black eyes. And then
with the beanie.
I love
it's every time.
Maybe a baseball bat.
Yeah.
I love when the homies would wear like their blues they got from county jail.
What was up with that?
Well, you know if the cop sees you, he's going to think you ran like a skateboard.
Yeah, you're obviously like
a criminal.
And
he'll be like, is it good costume, no fool? Because it's real. Yeah. And I'd be like, real.
You're not dressing up as anything, really. Yeah. You're just being yourself.
Your past. Yeah.
You're just being 3 months ago.
A day ago.
And then also I think there's the go-to, the chola cholo.
Yeah, the chola cholo.
Which is the flannel with one button at the top.
The white
wife beater.
Khakis.
And
Chucks.
Chucks or Cortez.
Yo, people, do not try this at home.
Definitely don't.
I'm going to share a story my mom has always told me since I was a kid. She, so my mom grew up in Lenox in the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And
very rough times.
Super rough times. Yeah. Her brother was a cholo. And one day for Halloween, she thought it would be funny to dress up as one. So she took all his clothes, his flannel, his Dickies, everything, and his hat, Lokes, everything. She put her hair up like so you couldn't see it, and she started to walk to school, you know, as her new identity as a cholo, and got banged on, almost got killed. Like they pulled out a gun on her. She had to like, oh, I'm a girl, like switch up quick.
And then if I could only imagine, like. You think this is a fucking game?
Yeah. And then it's like,
no.
And it's some shit of like, you know, her brother was an actual cholo, so that just could have led to like crazy consequences for no reason for a prank.
Right.
Going back to like stupid ass pranks, you know? So like, my mom told me like, never dress like a cholo. It's not funny. It's not a game.
Not worth it.
Get killed. Like
that shit might work if you take the school bus to your school, or if you go to like. Yeah. Palisades or like Santa Monica High, like.
Are you if you're going to just a Halloween party and then going right back home? You're not trick or treating.
Depends on the Halloween party.
Don't try this out.
Well, like my Halloween party, you could come as cholo if you don't have a.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll have a great costume for your party.
Is it a couple's costume?
Oh my god, couple's costume.
Are you coming with?
What's like a dope?
I've never come a Little Vic.
Yes, Little Vic is invited. Yeah. It's a family.
I didn't say Little Vic wasn't invited. I hate how you guys.
Even if he's not coming, Little Vic is coming. I will tell his mom. I will find her. I will tell her.
But yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Do you think that's corny?
Couple outfits.
Yeah.
Me and Jorge have a couple outfit,
You've
but
done
it's
it?
Not like no.
Okay.
But what we have so.
Shrek and Fiona.
No. You think I like Fiona? Bro?
Fiona's very beautiful when
no,
she's
Yahweh, not. Yahweh,
when
Yahweh.
She's not when she's not when she's not an ogre, she's very good looking. Okay,
Yahweh.
Chill.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, hey, let me tell my story.
Real quick, my camera.
So we dressed Jorgito up as Steve Jobs, his first Halloween.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
cute.
Me and Jorge were Apple workers, so we wore the blue shirt with like the little Apple logo.
Oh.
So it was like a whole little family costume.
Cute.
What was Luisito? Oh, he wasn't born yet.
He wasn't born yet. Yeah.
What are they going to be this year?
But I told Jorge, we can only do that their first 2 years. Once they turn three, they're going to choose whatever they want. Like, we can't think we're going to do. So last year we did them Canelo and Chavez. And then this year they're choosing.
Hold on, you're literally when they post on Instagram, like, let that boy be Spider-Man, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, when everybody dressed their kid up as Nipsey and like Snoop and like all this stuff.
Well, that's Jorge for sure. Because even this year, he's, and I'm like, I just hope you know, because at two, they start talking. They're like really like into their own shit, right? But Jorge could still play with it. Like they don't know that Halloween is that day. They, Halloween could be another day for them. Like, But this year, my little one, my 3 year old, is in preschool, so they know like, hey, come with your costume. He wants to be Mickey Mouse. Like, let him be fucking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
my other one wants to be a fire truck. Like an actual truck. So yeah, you'll see it. We got it. He's going to be that. But
where'd you find the fire truck? Amazon?
No, Target had it. He was like, and even has a little siren and everything. You guys are going to love it. They're going to win. Just tell Little Vic, come prepared, because my kids are prepared to win.
What are you going to dress Little Vic as?
Morty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, fire.
Oh, got it. Fire.
It's so funny. That's he fire. Already wore it, and he's just, he knows the character so well, so he's going to be in character the whole time.
I like the character. Yeah, I love that shit.
I think my nephew's going to be like a Pokemon or something. He's like big on Pokemon this That's year fire. And shit.
But if you're an LA couple, what's a good LA couple outfit to, or costume to do?
For sure, like Prisoners.
Which should help you out, because it's already next weekend, so.
Prisoners, you guys could be good Prisoners.
Oh, my God.
The orange suits, that's always like a cute. Cool. With like some little LA. Play. Yeah, Prisoners. Everybody goes to jail here. I don't know. It's very hard because you could always go with like.
I would be the Mexican Dodgers. I would be Urias and Gonzalez. Is it Gonzalez? The dude? The new one?
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah. Victor Gonzalez.
Or I would be.
So like a same sex couple would be.
Yeah. Like Compton Juan is.
Yeah.
What's another LA couple outfit?
Just matching, I think.
I feel like, you know what's a good one? You remember when Method Man and Red Man were the nuns, but with the Lokes?
No.
What? You never seen that?
No.
In How High?
Oh, I didn't watch How High.
You never watched How High?
I was super... Like,
but that's like a classic hip-hop film.
My dad, well, we only watched Disney movies. It was not
by fun. The time it came out, you're probably like,
I know,
yeah, okay.
But my favorite movie is Elf. Like, okay, only watch Disney movies.
Well, yeah, I feel like that would be a pretty good one because they wore like nun outfits, but if you put Lokes on, like a guy and a girl, like it's still funny, you know what I'm saying? Like,
anything with Lokes on,
or I feel like one of the most common things is like somebody will be like. Hugh Hefner, and then somebody would be like a
boy. Oh, the playmate? That's classic. Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah. I wish I had a playmate.
She might be in Arizona for Halloween.
There, hello, he's healing.
Right. She going out of state of how Sarah LeBrain.
I saw this thing about, like, what?
Nothing.
Make it stop. Oh, a lot of people are going to be Squid Games this Halloween.
Thanks.
A lot of people are going to be Squid Games, the whole outfit, like the guy, they're going to have like their own numbers and all that stuff, like the girl.
You'd be like Tupac and Snoop. Like, I'm just Tupac thinking like Snoop LA shit cool. That a couple could do.
What about sexy costumes?
Shout out to the girls with the sexy costumes. We're not going to shame you. We support sexy costumes. As the men of the crew, what's your favorite sexy costume that a girl does?
I like the Catwoman one with the leather.
Oh, the homie Freaky.
Yeah, freaky, he definitely freaky. Is.
That's so sexy.
What about when they're like a little like, you know, sometimes they have a panza and they wear it?
Like a fupa?
Like a leather fupa, you can see it. It's like all leather.
Oh, fuck.
Leather fupa.
I'll smack that shit.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let me think. Selena costume. Can never really go wrong with Selena Quintanilla costume. Like it's usually always the purple one too.
Yeah, it's the purple one. That's like a more known one. But she has a lot of get-ups that you can
do. Yeah. The brassiere, like wear all them shits, baby. Yeah. What?
Man, I'm with
Saturday, Sunday.
Man, I love the angel shit too.
Oh, when they're angels? Sexy angels? God. Or the devils.
The devils.
The demons. The real demon.
But they gotta really pull it off. Like, it can't be no sloppy.
Well, that's my thing is, like, there's a lot of shaming that goes on about, like, the girls' costumes. But it's, like, there's a lot of work behind that. I always appreciate, like, what girls come up with. Because as easy as y'all may think it is, like, I see girls with their bomb-ass makeup. Or, like, they'll look like fucking Avatar. Or they'll make themselves look like whatever it is. I see the creativity behind
it. Like, 7 hours of work.
Yeah, damn, that shit looks bomb.
What's the sexiest costume you've ever worn?
I think I tend to go on the dorky side. Like, even this year, my shit's going to be dorky. So, like, I kind of play off that. Like, I'll make dorky look. It's easy to make dorky look sexy. Like, if I say what my costume is, then I'm going to give it away. But, okay, like, okay. I'm going to make that sexy. You don't know what it is.
Okay, yeah.
But it's still dorky.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're right, for sure. Me growing up with a lot of sisters and then sisters' friends getting ready at my house, so it was like...
You know what I always thought was bomb in a girl?
La Chilindrina.
No, the clown. Because it's like the like old school looking like clown makeup. I did a photo shoot on it. I think I have air fresheners on it. I showed you guys like the...
You mean like the Smile Now Cry Later.
Smile Now Cry Later. The shit that people have tatted. Yeah, like, that's cool. That shit is fine to me. Like, that's you just cool. Make your eyes look all like... Yeah. Not like white face with like the red nose type of thing. It's just like that Chicana like clown. Facts. Like, that shit is fucking fine. Like, I love that shit.
When you said clown, it reminded me of like the memes where they're like, oh, when my boyfriend said he's gonna stop cheating on me, and they're like putting on the clown.
I love that.
But shout out all the beautiful ladies, girls, women, whatever. Yeah.
I like one Halloween, I fell in love with this girl wearing a Poison Ivy costume. Oh, yeah. It was hot.
Yeah.
Oh my God! When the drink.
It's the red hair, dog.
She had red hair. That red hair, like, it was bussing.
You know what it is?
I felt my cutest when I had red hair, and that was like in high school. But like, you get the all the girls know the mahogany hair dye. That shit makes you on another level.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I see some girl just like Tinkerbell ones, and I was like,
oh, Tinkerbell.
She got that shit. Yeah.
And it's cool. Like, Halloween parties are so fun.
Hard ice.
Yeah.
Halloween parties are so fun because you like, everybody's kind of playing their character. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be like, hey, Tinkerbell. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up, Tinker? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they'll be like, oh, what's up?
Come tinker my bell.
And then you don't know. Like, you have no idea.
That's so gross.
You have no idea what they look like outside of their costume.
Dame uno. Yeah. And you probably never want them unless they're that costume.
Yo, I'm like, can you wear this every day? Because I don't know, like.
It's just that one time thing.
Costume fish?
I'll see you next Halloween.
Is there such thing as a costume fish?
Bags. Guys, too full. All you guys got to do is wear a mask, and we don't know who you are. We think you're Jason and Michael, and we're like, oh, fuck yeah.
That's funny.
We just did doggy style with Michael. This goes both ways.
Brown bag.
Oh, my gosh. Can I borrow a dollar? Yeah. I'll give it to you after.
Oh, shit.
Both ways. Fuck you guys.
That is hilarious. Because
what really can dudes be? Yeah. They could be anything with the mask.
For sure.
And the dead president's fools. And that's it. I'm going to be excited for your costume.
I'm with the sexy shit, though.
Yeah,
facts.
If someone was trying to be each of us, what is the essentials of being Duno for Halloween?
Black or white tee, fresh for sure, please. Mm-hmm. LA fitted hat. Some cargos, some white socks, and some nice, clean, black and white shoes that can either be Vans, Reeboks, Air Maxes,
Air Forces,
or Chucks.
And something you don't include, but you should, your Ojo bracelet.
Oh, yeah, please.
You need an Ojo bracelet if you're doing the costume of Duno.
Facts.
And maybe your phone like this the whole time so people know what it is. And talk about your homies. What about you, Vic?
Definitely, like, some crazy pants.
Yeah.
Some pants with like...
The pants make the Vic costume.
Facts. Yeah, because you're
drippy all over, but I think what stands out is like you make sure to pick dope pants.
Vic, will you wear bad pants? Like if
they were bedazzled for men and they just said like BB right here, I'm like, I might fuck with them.
They're
for men.
You can make it work.
Yeah, definitely like some type of writing or letters on the pants or like just something.
Bedazzled pants.
Maybe. Probably like a hoodie.
The beard is essential.
Yeah, the beard.
Even if you have to draw it in, whatever, it's essential. You gotta draw on
the beard, like a fresh, very limited fitted hat.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't really buy this in store, so good luck.
Yeah.
And...
Three girls in your rotation.
And slightly heartbroken.
you gotta be juggling.
You gotta be healing. You gotta be healing.
You gotta have a jailbait.
What about you?
Brunette, clearly you can get a wig and be me and have your boobs out.
But a big shirt at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why I'm doing this recently.
Yeah, I feel like that's your swag.
It works.
Need some shoes this big.
It works.
Fuck you. Oh, you know what he has?
These are not big shoes.
Some platforms. Hey, look at the platforms on those.
Well, stop. These are the marathon. These are the Nipsey shoes. Those are dope. Okay, those are dope.
Yeah, they're fine.
We're not saying they're not fresh. We're just saying they are. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I need some fresh.
Yeah.
And you need some fresh kicks.
Yeah.
Facts. Some type of.
And then what would be, what would your costume say? Like, what's their thing? Because clearly to be us, it has to be some type of audio, some type of action.
What would my costume say?
Oh, you mean like, because when you go to the store.
I mean, oh, can I get the homie costume?
No, you'll probably be the homie. Like, hey, the homie this, the homie that. Yeah, like, yeah, you okay. have to go around talking like that.
Okay, yeah. Mm. I'll be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What would I? What would my?
Be? I know what yours would be.
What?
Fuck with me, dog.
Fuck with me, dog.
You just have to keep saying our catchphrases over and over. I don't know if I have a catchphrase.
No, you do. You have a. You have an ism.
Oh no, like no, here. You know, no, you know what Vic's thing would be? His laugh.
Yes. I would have to be
obnoxiously
laugh.
Laughing every 5 seconds for sure.
Try to do Vic's laugh.
I got something funny.
Hold on. It's in my brain. It's like happening. Like I just have like a different reel. He always goes like. Yes, like he just.
He always moves to one side.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Vic laughs in a roller coaster. I'll tell you.
Take a picture. All right, I love that. Thank you guys for coming to my office.
That's hilarious.
The day before our podcast drops. This is a re-record, by the way. We did a whole other show.
We're fucking drunk.
Compton Juan fucked up the video footage. We're gonna have him do a challenge next time. You'll meet him. He's our intern.
Yeah, he's
for
fucked.
For everyone asking about the other intern, you know, Stucky, she's not here.
You saw her walk out of our life.
Yeah.
Like Vic's ex.
Episode 18. We'll see you guys. Next episode is our Halloween episode. Woo!
And we might have a big surprise, so stay tuned, please.
Yes, oh my god, it's gonna be so fun. Okay, bye.
Bye.